Language Learning Myths, free podcast number 9. Hi everyone, my name is David, and it is my goal to help you learn English faster. Learning to speak English is easier than you think. You just need to use the correct learning methods. Remember that you can access the complete written transcripts for each podcast at learningenglishfaster.com. In this episode, we will be discussing the following. Part 1. Common Language Learning Myths. Part 2. The best way to learn a new language. Part 3. Different perspectives. Past, present, future. Part 1. Common language learning myths. Myth number 1. The first myth that I would like to address is the common belief that you must have some special natural ability to learn a new language. This is simply false. Even intelligence is a very poor indicator of how well someone can learn a new language. It really comes down to two things: method and practice. In other words, you need to use the correct learning methods and you need to practice on a very regular basis. Myth number 2. The second myth I would like to confront is that belief that only children can learn a second language. Children do have some advantages over adults. Children do not have pre-existing pronunciation and grammatical habits that interfere with their language learning. Also, children are exposed to countless hours of the language that they are learning. In addition, they are not afraid to make mistakes. However, when adults are determined to practice a language consistently and use the best learning methods, they can learn just as fast or even faster than a child. Myth number 3. Another myth is that immersion is the best way to learn a language. From personal experience, I can tell you without any doubt at all that this is not true. You do get really good at saying common phrases like good morning and have a good day, but you don't really get to practice the language. In addition, it is usually easy to get by without speaking in the language you are trying to learn. For example, it is not uncommon to find people who have lived in the United States for more than 20 years and still do not speak English. Myth number 4. Another complete myth is that you can learn a language in weeks or months. Anyone trying to tell you that you will be able to speak fluently in days, weeks, or even months is obviously trying to sell you something. You can greatly reduce the time it takes to learn a new language by 1. Using the correct learning methods, and 2. Getting regular practice. However, even with the best techniques and regular practice, it will take most people years to truly become fluent in any language. Part 2. The best way to learn a new language. The very best, and by best I mean fastest, way to learn how to speak a new language is by listening to it on a very regular basis. After you have developed a basic vocabulary of the most common words in a language, the next step is to listen, listen, and listen some more. The more you listen, the more your mind will get used to the common phrases and verbal patterns. You do not need to know 20,000 words to speak fluently in another language. For starters, you should focus on learning the very most common 250 to 500 words. This is your basic vocabulary and can be achieved quickly using free online resources such as Duolingo.com or even with good old-fashioned flashcards. The good news is that learning your basic vocabulary is the difficult part. Now, you can continue learning by listening and listening a lot. Once you have acquired a vocabulary of 1,000 to 3,000 words, you will be able to carry on everyday simple conversations. Once you know 4,000 to 10,000, you will be able to speak at an advanced level. Anything above 10,000 words puts you at a fully fluent or even a native speaker level. Again, you should focus on learning the most common phrases and verbal patterns. And the best way to do this is by, you guessed it, listening, listening, and listening some more. The good news is that you do not even need to pay 100% attention to what you are listening to. Study after study strongly suggests that you can learn even when you are only paying partial attention. This semi-conscious learning is called implicit language learning. My recommendation is to pay a lot of attention to new material and less attention to material you are already familiar with. Part 3. Different perspectives, past, present, future. I will start with past tense. Just relax and try to paint a picture in your mind as the story is being told. One thing that I noticed while living in Puerto Rico is that there are a lot of dogs. I also noticed that it is common for people to carry a stick when they walk around their neighborhood to keep the dogs away. I wanted to walk my dog around my neighborhood, but I did not want to carry a stick. I thought about the situation and I came up with a plan. I theorized that I could change the aggressive instinct of the dogs in my neighborhood by remaining calm and consistent. every time I was confronted by an aggressive dog, I just stayed calm and waited for it to stop barking before I moved on. Some dogs took more time than others, but I am now friends with almost every dog in my neighborhood, and I never had to carry a stick. Present tense. I will now tell the same story, but in the present tense. This time, try to notice the differences as you imagine the story in your mind. One thing that I notice living in Puerto Rico is that there are a lot of dogs. I also notice that it is common for people to carry a stick when they walk around their neighborhood to keep the dogs away. I want to walk my dog around my neighborhood, but I do not want to carry a stick. Thinking about the situation, I came up with a plan. My theory is that I can change the aggressive instinct of the dogs in my neighborhood by remaining calm and consistent. Every time I am confronted by an aggressive dog, I just stay calm and wait for it to stop barking before I move on. Some dogs take more time than others, but I am now friends with almost every dog in my neighborhood, and I do not carry a stick. Future tense. Now, I will tell the story in the future tense. Try to think of it as I were telling you about what will happen. One thing that I am going to notice living in Puerto Rico is that there are a lot of dogs. I will also notice that it is common for people to carry a stick when they walk around their neighborhood to keep the dogs away. I will want to walk my dog around my neighborhood, but I will not want to carry a stick. I am going to think about the situation and come up with a plan. I will theorize that I can change the aggressive instinct of the dogs in my neighborhood by remaining calm and consistent. Every time I will be confronted by an aggressive dog, I will just stay calm and wait for it to stop barking before I move on. Some dogs are going to take more time than others, but I will be friends with almost every dog in my neighborhood, and I will never have to carry a stick. Conclusion. Remember that you can find complete audio courses, which are much more in-depth and based on famous American stories, at learningenglishfaster.com. If you can understand most of this lesson, you are ready for the low intermediate audio course called Adventures of Tom Sawyer. If not, I suggest working on your basic vocabulary using free websites such as Duolingo.com and this podcast, which you can always find for free at learningenglishfaster.com. Until next week.